So in these days, we've been looking some at all of these conditions that lead to freedom. And freedom has so many different names. You can call it emptiness or suchness, love or compassion. Liberation, the unconditioned. And so today I want to begin to look at this teaching on conditionality. The Buddha's teaching on how this comes to be because of that, because of this, that comes to be. I'll be talking more about this conditionality this evening, but just a note to say that I put a picture of dependent co-arising on the board, and you're very welcome to offer questions in the box below. Only if you have questions. I know we can have a lot of questions about dependent co-arising, but there's no expectation or obligation, and especially to write long questions. So if you write a question, maybe write a short one. And I'll be touching some on this tonight. So this teaching on conditionality can feel very complicated and very tangly. But the Buddha's purpose in teaching this was all about emptiness. It was all about how we get free. He called himself the Tathagata, or the thus gone. You can translate Tathagata as an energetic process. Have you felt that in practice? The sense of just being an energetic process. Or that which is beyond all coming, going, being. Beyond all coming, going, being. Tathagata is also known as someone who sees reality as it is. This suchness, so hard to translate. How do you translate reality? It's like this suchness. What's beautiful about this word, Tathagata, it has this coming, going movement within it. That's the energetic process. So there's coming and going, but it's beyond that. It's gone beyond. There's movement and there's stillness. There's stillness in the movement. And so there are all these conditions that when we look, they're very complicated. All these conditions that led to this moment. Layers and layers of them. But there's also all the space in between these conditions. The space that holds them together but also pulls them apart. The thus gone, the one who has gone beyond the solidity of things, taking things to be really real. So it's very difficult to talk about because there's all these paradoxes coming and going and being and not being. This kind of fabric that is the essence of everything, but that is unfabricated. So how do we name that? Do we name that awareness? Do we name it emptiness? Sometimes these words can feel kind of cold, and even this word nibbana we hear is about the cooling down of rice that's been cooking, simmering, boiling. So there is a cooling out kind of quality in this space, in this awareness that knows no coming, going, being. But when the rice cools, it stays warm for us to eat. We want warm rice. We don't want cold rice. And so in all this cooling out and calming down, can we find this kind of warm ember that's nourishing? It really is the heart's deepest longing, this connection. You can't put your finger on love. Love is also empty. But what if that was this unfabricated fabric? This warmth in the heart that we know is there, but we can't quite grasp it. Perhaps that intimacy, maybe even humanness, maybe that actually is this suchness already. And there's no big person to become and no big place to go or big experience to have. That if we call it love or this kind of deep intimacy, it's just here all the time. It's very ordinary. It's just who we are. And this kind of freedom feels really good. We like this. It's not scary. It's inviting us to come home again and again. So in all this emptiness, like no coming, going, being, that which is gone beyond and that which is imminent here, these poems, these words that point just to the simplicity of it, what it means to be alive in a body with a heart. And so here is also Jane Hirschfield for you. This one is called What It Means to Be a Person. To be a person is an untenable proposition. Odd of proportion, upright, unbalanced of body, feeling, and mind. Two predators' eyes face forward, yet seem always trying to look back. Unhooved, untaloned fingers seem to grasp mostly grief and pain. To create too often, mostly grief and pain. Some take in witness suffering pleasure. Some make of witness suffering beauty. On the other side, a creature capable of blushing, who chooses to spin until dizzy, likes what is shiny, demands to stay awake even when sleepy, learns what is basic, what acid, what are stomata, nuclei, jokes, which birds are flightless, learns to play four-handed piano, to play, when it is needed, one-handed piano, hums, feeds strays, says, all together now, on three. To be a person may be possible then, after all. Or the question may be considered still, at least, open. An unused drawer, a pair of waiting work boots. To be a person may be possible then, after all. Or the question may be considered still at least open. An unused drawer, a pair of waiting work boots.